Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle here in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We are the fastest-growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries, and I've been told we also have a lot of listeners off-planet with the Galactic Alliance. So whether you're on the planet Earth or off, welcome to the program. Today's show will be really out of this world. During the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Seattle time, I will be interviewing a star child named Ariana and her psychic friend Kyle, followed by the world's authority on genetically modified foods, Jeffrey Smith, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time. During this second hour interview, we will be talking about the extinction of the monarch butterfly, thanks to genetically modified corn and soybeans from the Monsanto Corporation. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including the Inspired Crystal and Spiritual Shop at 765 Broadway in Tacoma, Brady's Oysters in Westport, Washington, where it has the lovely seafood, and the Tokelund Hotel in Tokelund, Washington, 20 miles south of Aberdeen, Washington, on the beautiful Pacific coast of Washington. Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and just click on it. Even a dollar will really help. And I want to thank everyone for their donations and support. I also have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted. When you click on the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, please go to About Us and then click on the right side and ask Ted for any free spiritual help or advice. We are entirely supported by donations, and your help is really appreciated. I also give psychic readings, and for those who'd like a reading, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. You can also listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always listen to us at www.outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on any one of our guests. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and create a better planet, and I know with your help we can do that. Before we begin today's wonderful interview, I also would like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing moral support, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College in Washington State, who helped me start the program, and my dear friend Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Japan, Tokyo, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting the show, as well as my angelic and earthly family, and my wonderful sound engineer Eric Ryder and my station manager Eric Crema, without whose support and help this program would not have been possible. Finally, before we begin, I'd like to mention a few things happening locally here. On June 20th at Bastyr University, near Bellevue at 14500 Juanita Drive, Northeast in Kenmore, I will be having a spiritual film festival with three films. Inori, a famous Japanese spiritual film that's famous in Japan but has never been shown here in the United States. This will be a premiere showing of the film. The film will be in English so everyone can understand the film and will include interviews with such famous spiritualists such as Lynn Taggart and the late Dr. Masaru Emoto. In addition, Emmanuel Eiter's award-winning film, The Invocation, will be shown along with Dr. Masaru Emoto's film called Messages from Water. The event will start at 1 p.m. on Saturday, June 20th, so please mark your calendars for that day. And for the cost for those who pre-register will be only $25 before the event or $30 at the door. After the films, I will also be giving psychic readings. As part of the money collected at this event, I'm proud to say will go to the shipping of 2,000 bottles of anti-cancer water called Angel Water to the children of Fukushima in Japan by the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. I can't tell you enough good things about their office in Tokyo. When I was there in Tokyo 2 weeks ago, I learned that their office regularly ships this anti-cancer angel water free of charge to the children of Fukushima so that the children there will not get cancer. The water was originally discovered by a Russian doctor named Dr. Smirnov in Chernobyl, and he found that children and adults who drank this water from this particular spring in Chernobyl did not get cancer, and those who did drink it who had cancer also help them get rid of cancer. So the Emoto Project office in Tokyo regularly ships water free, this angel water free of charge, and I'm the I'd like your support to help support this worthy project. Part of the proceeds from this film festival will go to shipping this water free. For more information or for tickets, please call me at 509-750-9793 or email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Secondly, on July 14th, the best psychic in Japan, Ray Chandran, will be flying into Seattle from Tokyo to give psychic readings on July 16th and 17th, Thursday and Friday. He will then be giving a two-day workshop on sound healing and DNA healing at Bastyr University near Bellevue, Washington. For those of you who don't know where Bastyr is, please call me or email me. It's just a few miles from Bellevue, Washington. Ray is a personal friend of mine, and he's truly one of the world's best psychics. The cost for the two-day workshop is $200 with a 50% discount for students and those who are low income. I also wanted to mention that at the end of July, on July 25th, I will be at the Boeing Psychic Fair at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. A wonderful event. It's free, and I urge you all to come. I'll also be attending the Nature Fair event in Twisp, Washington from June 25th to 27th. And before I speak any longer, I want to go on to our guest here. Ariana, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Kyle, are you there?
I'm right here too, thank you.
Okay, good. Our phone connection's great today, are really good. Originally from Japan, Ariana travels through different dimensions to bring messages from the angels and other spiritual beings to give humanity great truths and lead humanity into a brighter future. Since the purpose of my radio program is also to raise consciousness and create a better planet, Ariana, you are a perfect guest, and Kyle, you are both perfect guests for my program today, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Ariana, you wrote a recent book called Light Atonement, which explains how you started on your own spiritual journey, and it's a fascinating book, absolutely fascinating.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a wonderful book, and I want to urge everyone to get it. And during the show, I want you to give out your website where people can get a copy. At the end of every chapter, you offer thought-provoking questions to guide and inspire readers on their own spiritual journeys toward discovery. Ariana, how did you ever get started on this spiritual path?
Well, let's see. I was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan. I came to the United States because I wanted to be a businesswoman, and I actually started my own business during college with my ex-husband, and we became very, very successful. Mm-hmm. I had everything anyone dreamed of having, you know, successful business, beautiful children, but something was still missing. Mm-hmm. That's when I started searching. Mm-hmm. And I went through, you know, emotional support to spiritual awakening, to different healers, to psychics, and I just connected with my life's purpose, which is I channel beings from different dimensions to bring messages which needs helps Earth and humanity to change the course we are heading towards. In order for me to kind of convince people that, you know, what I can do, I kind of needed to write my memoir of how I came to do, you know, this work, because it's a long story. So,
Wonderful, wonderful. I have to tell you that this entire studio is lit up now as you've been speaking. It's a very bright white light around here, and I'm also a psychic, and I'm picking up lots of angels around us. So my friends are here, and your friends are here. You have friends in high places, they say.
Yes, thank you.
great. And Kyle, what? Please, if you could tell my listeners a little bit about your background too, please.
Okay, well, mine's pretty simple. I mean, it's 14 years old. I was growing up in the Midwest, and I started having nightmares where I was being chased in my dreams, and I was just sure it was like Freddy Krueger or something like that was chasing me, but I was pretty scared at night. My grandmother set me down, and she said to imagine a bubble when I went to sleep at night, like a balloon, and she said unzip it, climb inside of it, and then basically, nothing could hurt me when I was in that bubble. So if something was chasing me, if they tried to stab me or they tried to shoot me, it would just bounce off of it anyway. Mm-hmm. And she said, turn around when you were having the dream and say, who are you? And so I did that, and right in front of me stood this woman in bright light, and she said, you know, all the darkness had disappeared, and she said she was my guardian angel. And I'm like, okay, so let me see some ID or some wings or something. But she was, and she started standing at the foot of my bed every night after that. And I started seeing colors around everybody the next day, so that's how it all started.
Oh, nice. Well, I know that I'm so blessed to have both of you on the show today, and I know you'll be having you'll be giving a lot of wonderful messages to my listeners. Arianna, going back to you now, what kinds? I know this is covered in your book, but you say that you have a light family made up of four different entities, each with their own purpose. Could you explain that a little bit, please, for my listeners who haven't read your book?
Yes. So I channel four beings, basically. Three are my family from my future. I channel Krishna, who is a leader of seventh dimension, who is my father. Mm-hmm. I channel Navija, who is my future self. She's a soul doctor. And I also channel Kyra. She is the my twin sister, and she has ability to communicate and you know, alter any minerals and crystals on this earth. And all four of them actually have different purpose, and you know, they can help us in different ways. And the fourth person, fourth beings I channel is Vanish, and he's a time traveler, and he actually implements changes on this earth with me. So he works with me. And all four different, you know, speaks in a very different light language. Nowadays, I speak three of my families together. So when I channel, all three speaks at the same time, and, you know, Kyle can just translate. I usually speak in like four, five, six different layers. So if I speak for 30 seconds, that three of them are speaking at the same time with different layers. So, you know, it's a lot denser than, you know, any human language.
This is truly fascinating. Oh, my goodness. This is truly fascinating. So you have an entity that's your future self. You have a sister. You have a famous, of course, this famous entity called Krishna, which I believe is from the Hindu religion. Is that right, Krishna?
I'm not sure why he told me his name was Krishna.
Okay.
So, you know, he claims he has ultimate knowledge from the, you know, universe, and they did say they are from the Federation of Light, and they also say that humans are also the member of the Federation of Light, whether we know it or not.
Nice. And then finally, the fourth entity, Vanish, is that right?
Vanish.
Okay. The time traveler. What time frame is he from? How far in the future is he from?
Actually, he has two bodies, past and the future, so he could really travel anywhere. But I could ask him if you like. Should I bring him out?
I would love to talk to him. That'd be wonderful. Welcome to the show.
He said, thank you for having him on the show. And he says he travels kind of in the present, but that he does go into the future, and his past self goes into the past, because when anything changes, it has to change in both places at the same time, he said.
Interesting. Now, one of the fascinating things that that you've written in your press release, Arianna, is that you've written what may be on the horizon for humanity if it doesn't change its ways. What is your time? If I may ask him, what does your time traveler friend see for the future of humanity?
He said that the problem is that he doesn't see great things on the path that we're on. And he said it's important that we start changing things. And he said he thinks a little bit of changes are happening, but he said it needs to be a more of a group thing, meaning that everyone needs to be involved in it. Because he said right now we're on a path just like we have been in the past, he said. And so, so meaning that we've gone down before like this.
Right. In my own life. Yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
Go ahead.
In my own life, I've been told that I was an Atlantean priest 12,500 years ago, and I tried to raise the consciousness of Atlantis way back then, but I wasn't able to do it. Of course, it ended up imploding itself. We are a sort of, history does repeat itself, and I've been told by other psychics that that's the purpose of my show, is to raise consciousness and try to steer humanity in a good direction so that we don't repeat the same mistakes of the past. I think we will do it this time, though. I have a lot of confidence in our future. Myself, I do.
Well, they claim that I wouldn't have come here. I wouldn't have volunteered to come down if I didn't think we're gonna do it. That's kind of makes me, you know, give me a hope.
Sure. Well, I just want to thank your friend, the time traveler, your sister Navisa, your future self, and Krishna, for coming on the show today. As long as we can make the right choices, what kinds of things do they see for our future? And I'm directing this to the time traveler.
Okay, in terms of if we do make the right decision,
correct,
where are we going to go?
Yeah, yeah. What kind of future do we have for our children and our children's children?
Okay.
He said he agrees with you too, that he thinks that you guys can, you know, that we can make it this time. And he said he sees a brighter future. He said that we need to kind of turn our clocks a little bit back on some of the technology stuff that we're doing and kind of relax on some of that and because that's what will cause us the problem if we get too far advanced with that. And so he's saying if we do that, it'll change, it'll make it a brighter future for everybody. He said just remember just to that we need to sometimes just stop and slow down just a slight bit. He said slowing down will change a lot of things. He said, so you know, I think he seems to think we're moving too fast. So that's our main thing. And he says we move so fast that we don't even know what we're doing until after we're doing it.
Sure. I myself have been in telepathic communication with the Galactic Alliance for the past year. And I have a good friend of mine named Scott Lemriello who's actually been in contact with them for the past 54 years. They said that, and this is directed to our time traveler friend, that the Galactic Alliance has said that they have stepped in on the behalf of the supreme being, or the prime creator God, if you will, to help alter human history so that we do make better choices. Apparently, since 1954, our free will has been affected and interfered with by a tyrannical race who I call roughly the reptilians, who feed off negativity. The Galactic Alliance say that eventually they will be transformed too in the process, so they'll become much more benevolent. Our time traveler friend, does he have any comments on that? I would love his input.
Okay, Kyle, do you think Lanish is the best one, or should I bring him?
Yeah, no, that's fine. He's fine with this.
Okay.
Okay, so he says you're right on a lot of the things you just said, and he said that they have stepped in to a certain extent, but he said you know, we still have to make the changes, and so, you know, and he said all the changes aren't made yet. He said he wishes they were, but he said they have stepped in to a certain extent, but he said it's not enough to make the changes as we need them done. So we're on the right, you know, I mean, we're on the right movement forward. It's just, he keeps saying we have to slow down on certain things. He said certain things that we have are so, we're so far advanced to certain things that we don't even know what we're doing yet. I don't know what he means by that exactly, but he keeps saying that. We don't know what we're doing yet.
I think so, there's this, I've been psychically in touch with Professor Albert Einstein now for the past couple of months, and Professor Einstein just popped in, and he says there's a schism, there's a separation between our spiritual advancement and our lack of, and our technological advancement. And this was marked by the end of World War II when we exploded the atomic bombs, of course, in Japan, causing horrible destruction. And but yet we have this, some of the technology we have we've got it as part of this these secret projects here in the United States anyway, but our spiritual capabilities haven't advanced to catch up with that. I think that's what, is that what I'm getting? Is that what he's talking about?
It makes perfect sense to what he's saying. So that makes me understand it even more clearly. So the way he's telling me it, so that makes sense that we're not hitting the marks at the same time. So we're like, you know, the thing is outweighed on one side, so the scales are off a little bit. And so you're right. I think that makes perfect sense. That if we got the things aligned, it would make perfect sense how it would work.
Sure. And I think that's safe to say too. And I'm saying this both to you, Kyle, and Ariana, and all of your wonderful friends there, that not all governments, not all entities out there, not all individuals are in favor of love and light and raising consciousness. Some of them feed off negativity, and some of them want wars. They want more conflict on this planet. The reptilians, in particular, feed off negativity, and But I think you're right, though. I think that we do have a lot of good choices to make. The most important question I would like to ask for the person listening, and this is on behalf of my listening audience, which is in over 60 countries around the world, what kinds of things would you recommend for a person to do? Beside, for example, thinking positively. For example, what kinds of advice could you give to my audience?
Well, I mentioned some of the stuff in my book. Mm-hmm. I think it's what's important is people just commit to make a difference every day, no matter how small it is. Mm-hmm. May that be kind to everyone you meet. May that be to just say hi to somebody you don't know. Pick up trash on the ground.
That's true.
It could be a very small baby step, but what's important is you continue to do so every day. And those are the things. And again, as you said, just hoping or just praying or just imagining things also positively is enough. Just as long as we continue to do so, as long as we don't stop, I think that's the most important thing.
Well, that's wonderful advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know in my own life, when I see a homeless person, I try to, even if I'm broke, I'll give them a little money. And it doesn't matter to me whether they use it for drugs or alcohol or food. It's their choice. But, you've done something. If I'm driving and I'm stuck in traffic and somebody's trying to pull out in front of me, I try to give them some room so they can pull out. I mean, those are small things. When you're at a store, you can always thank people for helping you. There's no reason to be rude or nasty to people if they're trying to help you. But the little things, the baby steps, I agree with you. They really do help. I was wondering, for the people, Ariana, who haven't read your book, I know you have quite a bit to say on this. would it be correct to say, of course, that each person on this planet, each soul has their own particular soul mission, things that they should accomplish to make this society and this planet a better place?
Well, it's more like the lessons. We all come down here to do our lessons, and some are newer souls have maybe like simpler lessons, and some older souls maybe more of like more important roles, like say helping others and helping humanity. But again, each one of us are on a different level, but that doesn't mean one is better than the other. Mm-hmm. Babies are not less worthy than seniors. So what's important is we don't judge others, but just do what you are here for. And just do it fully. May that be in your lifetime. This might be just, you're going to be here to raise your child with love. Maybe that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. And don't think, your life is not, same as these glamorous people on TV. Because in this lifetime, you are not supposed to be that. That this wasn't your lesson.
Sure. I have to mention this, too. There is a chapter 4 in your book, beginning on page 37, which says to take responsibility for your actions. And I think so many people around the world, especially in the United States, are so quick to blame others for the decisions that they made and the problems that they themselves have caused. Would you like to comment on that? I'd love to hear your input.
Well, I think what we don't realize is we all have options. Mm-hmm. Right in front of us every day, every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
We all kind of think, this is what my life is and we can make a difference. But if you decide to change, just you commit, it just everything changes. Even the same relationship you are in, if you switch your perception of it or your commitment to it, everything changes. And we need to know that we have the power. We don't have to go back to the past because the past has happened and we can't change that.
Right.
But we have now, and which is all the possibilities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And from here, we can make a decision. We can make it, right choice every step of the way from here.
Well, I agree with you totally. I totally agree with you. I want to get back to your time traveler friend and thank him again for coming on. What date does he exist simultaneously in both in the future and in the present now?
That's correct.
Fascinating. Is he on this planet in the future or somewhere else?
Well, let's ask him.
All right.
He said he's on the planet in the future, just a little ways though. He said he's not all the way up there yet because he said all the final decisions haven't been made by us. So he said he's up a little bit into the future, but he's definitely seen both paths, whether we go either way. So,
I've been in touch psychically with Nostradamus the last few months, and Nostradamus said that that the future actually depends entirely upon free will and choices. Mm-hmm. And depending upon which choice you take determines, of course, your path for the future. He said himself that he has seen a much better and much brighter future for humanity on this planet, starting in, actually it started already now, but it'll really take swing in the 2020s and 2030s, where humanity on this planet, if they make the right choices, will experience 1,000 years of spiritual peace and prosperity, after which we would be becoming a spacefaring species going out and through the universe. And going back to your time traveler friend, does he see that as well, as long as we can make the right choices?
Okay, let's see.
He agrees with you completely and says that he's had conversations with Nostradamus also. So
wonderful, wonderful. Well, I would also like to ask his help in my radio program and in my life's work in making this planet a better place. If he doesn't mind, I'd love his input from time to time.
I think he would love that.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Arianna, I know you probably have a lot to say, but I just want to quickly say, for those who are tuning in just now, this is Ted Marr with Out of This World Radio, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. We have a fascinating, fascinating interview we're conducting right now with Arianna, a star child who travels between different dimensions, and her friend Kyle, who's a wonderful psychic, and they are giving us some very profound messages for humanity. your future self, Navisha, is that?
Navisha.
All right, wonderful. What time frame is that as a future self? Is that on this planet?
It's not on the Earth. Let's ask her.
Okay.
She said that. Thank you for having her on the show too. She said that it's Arianna's future self from this space. I think she said if everything is clear, so. And she said that she's here to guide Arianna on the path that she's on to make the differences and change this world. They believe it's going to happen. So she believes it very strongly. And she said she believes in the human beings and in people. She said she believes in them fully, that they're going to make the difference and make this change. But she comes from a future that she said, my future didn't go the way that it was supposed to, and she said, so I'm here to make sure that yours does. So
isn't that fascinating? That's just fascinating. And Arianna, you also have a sister named Kyra, is that right?
Yes, Kyra.
Now your sister, hello Kyra, does your sister exist in this dimension as well, or does she exist sometime in the future?
Well, actually three of my star families kind of like stays in my end. But, they, of course, travel from different dimensions. But I can...
She really loves this place, and she really loves the opportunities that we have in front of us. She said, "Thank you for being here, for letting her be here today." And she said she believes that the future is going to be clear. And she said she believes in what you're doing and what Arianna is doing too. She said that you guys are connecting, and there's many other souls that you guys will both connect to that will be helping really push this forward. And she's just excited to be here.
Wow, that really makes me feel so good, so good. There was an angelic being. I wanted to ask all of your four entities about Valiant Thor. He had come to visit President Eisenhower, U.S. President Eisenhower, in 1957, and had lived at the Pentagon for 3 years, from 1957 to 1960. When he first came here in 1957, He offered a spiritual advancement to the American government, which was turned down, but unfortunately. But he'd offered spiritual advancement to the American government, in which case poverty would be completely eliminated, as well as all diseases. As we advance into the future, if we make the right choices, does your time traveler friend see the complete elimination of poverty and disease on this planet?
I could ask, but I have asked that question before. The disease, we were told, we cannot bring down all the solutions or the cures, because we humans tend to overpopulate the Earth. And that is one of the ways to, you know, control how many people are on this Earth.
I see.
But the other side, I can ask.
Okay.
He said, there definitely, you know, there definitely would be enough, you know, food for everyone to have food and all those kinds of things that you're asking about. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, there are certain things that are part of, you know, our future that needs to be done to kind of keep, you know, so that we don't overpopulate the planet and completely. I mean, he said, but there are things that will be done in the future that will help with that. So he said, it's all part of the journey that you guys are taking. He said, it's just becoming responsible.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and he said, if everyone becomes responsible, he said, that it will change this whole path. He said, aware and responsible. He said, becoming aware and responsible. He said both of those words.
Wow, interesting. Go ahead, Kyle. Sorry.
No. He just said. He said, but he has lots of hope for us. He said. You know, the things that you do every day, he said, it's so important that people realize that they do count, and that it, you know, they're only one voice. He said, one voice changes millions, he said, and he said, in the long run. And he said, it's really important that we all just align with that energy. And he said, we'll change it together. He said, that's what we're here to help you do.
One question I have to ask your time traveler friend and your other friends as well is, I've been told by the Galactic Alliance that evil as an experiment is ending on this planet. The Dalai Lama said the same thing when he visited some Navajo Indian reservations down in the American Southwest last year. And I wanted to ask about that evil apparently was instituted. I've always wondered why in my own mind, why bad things exist, why evil exists, for example. But I'm told that was an experiment on this planet to propel people to greater spiritual evolution, but it hasn't worked very well, and as a result of that, that is ending on this planet. Does he? I'd love to have his advice on that. What he sees.
He said that. He said. I wish I could say it was ending completely. He said, but. He said, what's ending is, he said, it's not growing down here, that evil energy that grows and, you know, gets into everything and does that. He said, that definitely has stopped growing. He said, but there are seeds of it that are out there that are still floating around that, you know, it will take time for that to finally, you know, dissipate. And he said, and that part, he said, that we can't do anything about it at this point. So, mm-hmm. But he said, but it's not like it was before. And he said, there was a period where it was so rampant that it was ridiculous. And so he said that that's what they're working on. He said, but the seeds, there's still little bits out there. It's, you know, it's almost like, you know, like cancer does with people. It gets in there and it just kind of grows a little bit. But he said, it's not being sent there or being used or to grow. I mean, it's not starting new, I guess, is what he's saying.
Right.
So, but they're trying to get the remnants of it out of there, but it's still difficult. He said people's souls and people's minds and the thing about power, he said, that's it's the worst thing that people can focus on. He said, mm-hmm. that, you know, there's so many people focusing on the power and what they have in their power box or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's the worst thing that, you know, that causes this to grow. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the things I have to tell you is that there is a project I learned about in Tokyo here about 2 weeks ago. In addition to the Angel Water, there's also something called the Emoto Peace Project out of Tokyo that's being done by a wonderful friend of mine named Michiko Hayashi. And that's to teach children between the ages of 3 and 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude, so that by the time they become young adults in their 20s and 30s, they're no longer interested in perhaps committing crimes, things of domestic violence, or even going off to wars in the Middle East that last for 30 or 40 years. Is this the sort of thing that we should support? And I think it is, but I wanted to ask your time traveler friend about that.
He's smiling. He said, without a doubt. He said, without a doubt, it's a great thing to support. He said, if we had more groups like that, it would change the world a lot faster. So,
absolutely, and that's why I'm such a strong supporter of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. That's why I'm doing this event on June 20th, bringing these spiritual films in. The monies will go to benefit their project, as well as a water ceremony here in Seattle on July 20th. There's going to be a simultaneous water ceremony in Tokyo that same day, too. So we're hoping to link the two together spiritually to create some good change. The other thing, too, I think I know he's right, too, because things are changing, because I couldn't have done this radio show, I don't think, with the acceptance that I have now and the support I have maybe 10 to 15 years ago. The planet is changing, and I can feel it. People are they're more interested. They are so much. They want to know the meaning of life, why we're here, and they know that there's something better for humanity as a whole out there, and that everyone has a part to play in that.
I agree with you completely. I think they're really searching for the concept of what spiritual means too. I think they're all asking that word. What does spiritual mean? You know. So I agree.
Right. Right. Ariana and Kyle, I do want you to give out your websites and where people can get a copy of your wonderful book or reach you. Could you give that contact information out, please?
Yes, my website is www.artstarchild.com.
Mm-hmm.
In there, I sell my pre-programmed crystals. I sell my books and information about my consulting business to weekly blogs I write. Mm-hmm. All that information is in there. You can also buy my books from Amazon and Audible and all those online bookstores.
Wonderful. The studio just lit up again as you were talking about that, so that's definitely a big yes from the spirits. I'm urging my listeners to please check out her books, and I think she'd be a wonderful addition to your library. And Kyle, how do people reach you if they want a reading?
They can email me or phone me, but they can email me at psychic Kyle Matthews, that's with two T's, at gmail.com. And they can also call me on this number. It's 323-901-6860.
All right, good. And are you in the on the Pacific time zone, or what time zone are you in?
Yes, we are.
We're in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just want to make sure, because I do have listeners around the world, and they want to make sure they don't wake you up in the middle of the night, which sometimes happens with me. this goes to your time traveler friend. I want to thank him so much for being on the show. I had been told some years ago that if we had made the right choices back during the 1950s and 60s, and for example, if President Kennedy had not been murdered back in 1963, and President Eisenhower had not signed this, entered into this illegal secret agreement with these reptilians, that we would be far more spiritually advanced today than we are, and we'd have far less conflict, and the planet truly would be much more of a paradise than it is now. Is that true, by the way? And I'd like to ask this to the time traveler.
He says you're right on with that. And he said they tried their best to do something about it then, and to change things then, and it would have changed everything. He said, but there was the doors were so locked. He said we couldn't get in no matter how we tried. So,
right. Wow. Too bad. Well, President John F. Kennedy is here psychically with me. I've been in touch with him the last several months, and he said that history is cyclical and it's coming back again. The same forces which brought about the promise and hopes of the 50s and early 60s are present again now in 2015. And if we make the right choices, and I believe we will, society will as a whole benefit from that, and we will propel ourselves into a far better place spiritually and technologically as well, with far more happiness on this planet. And so it's been about what, 60 years since he was murdered on November 22nd, 1963. And he's coming in now. He said that the reason why you're so successful and the reason my show is getting very popular is because people are searching for answers and they're tired of war, they're tired of conflict. I mean, my God, look at the Middle East. We've been in the Middle East, what, since 2001, 2002? And it's just this endless quagmire of fighting and on and on and on and on and on. And people need to stop and ask themselves, how many more decades do we have to be there? Why can't we channel some of that same money and energy into peace activities and making this planet a better place? Dr. Masaru Emoto is coming in to now. I've been channeling him since last October when he passed away. And I did an intention experiment with him on my show last July where we sent love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis on July 25th, 2014. During the middle of the show, because I asked him, I said, well, if his intention experiments for creating these beautiful water crystals work, could thoughts also produce peace in the Middle East? And he said it could. So we did about a 3 or 4 minute intention experiment where we sent love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis at that day at about 3:30 p.m. And the show ended at 4 p.m. that day. I went where I was staying that evening at about 8:30 p.m. and I turned on the television, and guess what happened? The Palestinians and Israelis had just agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire beginning at 9 p.m. Seattle time to exchange the wounded and provide medical supplies and food. And it was just, I was just overwhelmed with joy because all the monies, the trillions and billions of dollars spent on all the armaments around the world has failed to produce any peace, and yet we did it within 3 or 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
And I'd like to take a minute or two now for the people and children of Fukushima, if we could send love and light to them. Because
is it okay if I send them a healing?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
It's going to be 30 seconds healing. About, I'm going to bring them in to just send them a healing. Maybe you can close your energy field as well.
The studio has gotten much, much lighter now. Let's hold a healing thought for the children and the people of Fukushima for the next, and Japan as well, because those those four reactors are still there. Much of the radiation has been cleaned up by the Galactic Alliance, and I'm thanking my friends in the Galactic Alliance now for all their wonderful help, and they're saying you're welcome. But there's still some radiation there, and I don't want to see anyone in Japan harmed from this horrible nuclear technology that's very destructive, and it should be eradicated from the planet, but I want to send some love and light to the children and people of Fukushima as well as the people of Japan now. Well, Ariana, thank you so much, and thank you to your entities and your friends, space friends, for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us. I think they really enjoyed it.
Well, good. I we've got about 12, 13 minutes left, and I've been talking quite a bit, and I think I should let you talk a little bit, certainly. What kinds of things would you like to tell my many listeners around the world? Or actually, what kinds of things would your friends like to tell my listeners around the world?
Yeah, why don't I just bring them out to see if they have any messages for the listener?
Wonderful. That'd be wonderful. Please.
Kyle? Did we lose him?
I hope we didn't, but we have someone ringing there. That could be Kyle.
I think that is him.
Okay, we'll just hold on for a second here. That's all right. I think we have Kyle on the other line here. This is incredible. I hadn't expected this today.
Yeah.
Okay, great, Kyle.
Sorry. I don't know what happened. It just kind of went dead.
That's all right, my friend. Ariana, would you like to repeat your request?
Sure. I'm bringing them in to just say messages for the audience.
Okay.
Okay. they repeated that it takes everyone just putting effort forward. They said, be kind to everyone around you, be kind to yourself, and you know, and they said, and bring a little bit of play energy into this world. Also, because, you know, they said that we're forgetting that, you know, we can have the work going on, but he said we need to play too, so it needs to be combined. So they said, you know, bring a little bit of that play energy into this world too, and just really just be kind to yourselves and to the world. And they said it's that simple. It's that simple.
Mm. Wonderful, so. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's wonderful advice. I know people out there, a lot of them, some of them are having hard times. And I think it's always good to look on the positive side of things. I've had people on my show before who are doom and gloomers, not often, but sometimes they do come on, and I always try to get them to look at the positive side of life and of our future. I don't see this is directed to our time traveler friend now. I don't see a third world war in the future. I don't see that. What does our friend see?
He said he doesn't want to see it either, and he doesn't see it at this moment. He said if we stay on this path and we keep opening up, he said and helping other people open up even spiritually to finding the, you know, finding a path that works for them. He said you know, on the path we're on and doing what we're doing and trying to open up everybody and trying to help everybody see that we can make this planet, you know, a beautiful thing and make it alive and healthy again. Mm-hmm. And so we've just got to take care of it. You know, we're given this beautiful, healthy, alive planet. And they said, instead of draining it and not putting things back, you know, we just need to turn around and put some things back into it. You know, it's here for us, and it's here for our children in the future. And so we just need to really just take care of what we have.
Here's an important question I think that people run into in their daily lives. How do you deal with people who are evil or nasty situations? I know it's hard for people who want to stay in the light. They have to I don't want them to go down to that level. But how do you do that? Do you just approach the high road always with people who are negative?
They said you can bless everyone with love and light. They said you can always do that. They said you can always just bless them and not buy into their stuff. They said, you know, when you don't buy into someone's stuff and you don't go there with them, they have nothing to do with you. I mean, they have nothing to send to you, negative or positive sometimes, if you don't give them that space. If you go to their level, you're going to go right there, and of course you're going to take on their stuff. And then they said, but you don't have to. You just have to give them, you know, just bless them. Bless them with love and light and walk forward. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to spend time sitting there and get stuck in that space with them, you know. And that's the thing. Most people get so caught up in it that they forget that they can step forward from it and not even be in the connection with that. And then they have nothing to even connect with you with. You know, they have to have a string to tie to you to get you to connect with them. And if you don't let them have that string tied to you, then guess what? They can't connect with you. And so you don't have to go through that space. You know, we're bound to run into people every once in a while that want to cause a fight or cause us tension within our lives. But if we don't buy into it and we don't go there with them, then they have nothing to do with us with that. So they have to eventually turn more positive. So,
well, that is really wonderful advice. Thank you for saying that so much. I wanted to ask the entity Krishna if he would like to give any messages to my audience.
He said he trusts that everyone that's listening is already doing that, and they're moving forward. And he said they're spreading this energy of this forward movement and this taking care of everything. And he said he really trusts in that, and he trusts in what you're doing. And he said you're doing great work, by the way. And he said that he
thank you.
He trusts that the difference is being made. He said you can see the difference already. So he said that he's the most positive he's been in a long time, but he's really positive today. So that's really good. That's really good because he looks at both sides of everything. So that's really good. So he's really happy.
I used to live in India for about 2.5 years, and if I don't mind me asking this, Krishna, are you the same entity it's a famous Hindu entity within the Hindu religion?
He said he's definitely connected to the one you're talking about.
Oh my goodness, that's really incredible. I have listeners in India too, I know, listening to this program. The other request I'd love to make is that I was given a manuscript by Professor Irvin Laszlo in Budapest, Hungary, about 2 weeks ago. It's a spiritual manuscript with a foreword by Deepak Chopra and a bunch of other famous spiritualists. Because of my connection psychically to Professor Einstein and Nostradamus and President Kennedy, he's asked me to review it. So I'm going to spend probably this weekend quietly reviewing it and channel some of their messages. And I also wanted to invite both your time traveler friend and Krishna and your sister and your future self, Ariana, if they could also give me messages too, so I could improve the book. It's a spiritual book, but I'd love their input on how to make the book even better for humanity.
You can connect with them this weekend.
Okay, wonderful.
Can you talk one time for them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. They said that it was when you're reviewing the book, they said there's something very, very important on page 33 of it. So make sure you just get that piece, because that piece is going to help you with really. Help the people that will get that book out there quicker. I don't know what it means exactly, but it says there's something on page 33 for you with that book. So it's really important. So
okay. I usually when I meditate, it's always the best thing. And I love the water. I'm a Scorpio, so I always love water, and I always love meditating next to water. So I'm planning on going to the ocean this weekend, meditating, and I will definitely look at page 33.
Look at that. It's really important.
Okay. Okay. Could they give me a hint what it's out, or I just read the book and it'll be there?
I mean, they said it's very obvious what it is, so you'll see it. It's one of the first things that comes up on that page. So
okay.
They're telling me it's very obvious, but they said it's something important that will it has to do with help. It will help them get the book out there quicker. So that's what they said. So
great. All right. Wonderful. Well, I know that Professor Laszlo in Hungary will be pleased to know that. For those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States. We have a fascinating interview now with Ariana, a star child, and her friend Kyle, who's a wonderful psychic, and we're connected with four different entities, including a time traveler, her sister, her future self, and Krishna, a wonderful, beautiful deity from India. We've got about less than 2 minutes left, and I wanted to give the floor to you, Ariana, and all of your four entities, and Kyle, to wrap up today's interview.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed coming here. I think I want to thank you, all the listeners, also for listening and try to make a difference. I would like you to go onto my website, www.starchild.com, and I believe The Light Atonement, my book, is going to help each one of the readers, because they will also go through reflection sections that, you know, they will go through their life and reflect on their life. So my mm-hmm. book is my memoir, but at the same time, each reader can go through their life and finding their life purpose and what to do in the future. Mm-hmm. So thank you for listening, and I really enjoyed coming here. And cool. Kyle?
Well, thank you, Ariana, for sharing that. Kyle, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, no, and I think I want to thank you for all of them, because they're all so grateful to be here too. And then I also want to say, you know, you can go onto our YouTube channel too, and it's very, very interesting. There's some great healing. You can actually sit in front of the, you know, your computer screen and have her do a healing with you and everything. And it's really amazing. And it's, you know, it's free to do it. And just go on there and sign on to our YouTube channel, and you'll be really, really excited by what goes on there. So,
Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, I do have activation.
Listen, I'm close to her, and I still go on there and listen to her activations and her healings and everything, and watch them all the time. So, I mean, I use it all the time, because it just really helps you when you're down a little bit or you're going through something. You can go on there and just, it can change your energy completely.
Wonderful.
It really can. It takes 30 seconds to go on there. So really important. So, and I want to thank everybody for just listening today, to everybody. I mean, we're so grateful to be here. So
I have someone who's popped in psychically who wants to end this session with a quote. It's Leonardo da Vinci. He's just came in. I've been channeling him the last couple of months. He writes on page, you've written on page 139 of your book, from Leonardo da Vinci, I've been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. In other words, we've all got work to do, and treating everyone with kindness and dignity and love is a big step in treating a better world, I think.
I completely agree.
All right, my friends. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, and I hope you all have a beautiful, happy day. Stay tuned for Jeffrey Smith in our next hour.